The core of the castle was actually just a large house built in the 12th century by the decree of the Byzantine emperor Manuel Komnenos I. The space, which measured 135 by 60 meters, was enclosed by walls with towers. In the first decade of the 15th century, the house was thoroughly reconstructed and turned into despot Stefan Lazarevich's castle, which included a court. There were several buildings here, among which the most important was the one containing the Great Hall, where despot Stefan received official guests. In the complex, there was a chapel and a well-known library. It's likely that the despot's sister, Olivera, lived in this complex too. The other, larger area, which was separated from the front part of the castle by walls, contained the stables and other support buildings. On the dividing wall, there used to be a large keep with a drawbridge. This was the complex's last line of defence. Due to its size and significance, this tower was called Nebojša, which means fearless in Serbian. After the tower's destruction at the end of the 17th century, the name Nebojša was taken by another significantly smaller hexagonal tower on the banks of the Danube. During the time of Turkish rule, the castle fell into disrepair. At the end of the 17th century, an explosion of gunpowder completely destroyed the castle's walls and towers. In the mid-19th century, Pasha's residence was built on this spot. After liberation in 1867, this building served as the headquarters for the Serbian army. It was destroyed in World War I, but parts of it can still be seen near the ruins of the castle.